When you think about identity theft, you normally think about what? Some Russian hacker stealing information, grabbing your social security number, and opening a fake account in your name, or somebody in the United States getting your credit card and using it frivolously. Now, that's kind of the norm, right, for identity theft?
You would think. That's what traditionally.
This is one of the strangest stories that I've ever heard when it comes to identity theft. An Indiana judge just awarded nearly $2 million in back child support pay to a woman whose husband disappeared in 1993 and was thought to be dead. Well, he was arrested in Florida 2 years ago on an identity theft charge. And you're like, wait, what? So this guy owes this woman back child support. He was thought to be dead since he disappeared in 1993. A judge stated that Richard J. Hoagland owes his ex-wife Linda more than $1.86 million, including nearly $1.4 million in interest charged to payments he should have been making since 1993. Hoagland, now 63, abandoned his family in December of 1993 and moved to Florida. He lived under the name of Terry Jude Szymanski. The real Terry Szymanski drowned in Florida in 1991 at the age of 33. And this guy took the guy's identity and remarried in December of 1995. Him and his Florida wife had a child together. Hoagland also bought a property that included at least one airplane. A nephew, here's how this all came unraveled. A nephew of the real Szymanski, the guy who actually drowned back in 1991, went through Ancestry.com and noticed a Florida marriage license issued in his uncle's name 4 years after he died.
How crazy.
His uncle had never been married. Authorities were contacted in April of 2016. Hoagland was arrested 3 months later. And we're just hearing about this now because the judge has awarded his ex-wife, who thought he's been dead for 30 years, almost $2 million.
Everybody's heads, they're exploding right now.
I know, right?
Because holy crap. So you have the ex-wife or the former wife or whatever that thought that her husband died.
I mean,
and then you have this new lady who married somebody who's not even that's not even his real name.
Yeah,
I'm not really that mad if you steal a dead person's identity. As far as identity levels of identity theft go, that's the lowest one. It's still jacked up.
He wasn't stealing his identity for the purpose of like fleecing his money. He just sort of assumed it so that way he could start over in life. But you got to think, back in 1993, he's like, I'm free and clear, by the time you get to 2005, you're like, there's no way they're catching me.
Yeah.
And then, 10 years after that, sure enough, there's a knock at the door and they arrest you because damn Ancestry.com got
always
invented.
Ruining it for everybody at this point. But how bad does that relationship have to be that you just can't get a divorce, that you got to fake your own death?
He just disappeared. But how awesome is it for Linda? This guy skates out on her.
Oh, of course.
And their kids in 1991 or 1993, rather. And next thing you know, she's getting a check for $2 million.
He's just going to fake his death again.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Over on Facebook, at Dave Mahoney, Cammie said, had a coworker who would pass gas on a daily basis and pretend like nobody noticed. Michaela said, I had a coworker who would always tell me what to do, even when I already knew what needed to be done, and she wasn't even my boss.
Ugh. Oh.
The person who thinks they're the boss, but they aren't the boss.
Is really annoying.
Or acts like the boss. They're the worst kind of people.
Ugh.
What?
I had a coworker that would pass kidney stones in the bathroom and not clean up after.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
That's bloody, right?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's one of my biggest fears, and one of the main reasons why I cut back on soda significantly.
Because you didn't want to pass kidney stones at work?
Just in general. Could you imagine? If we're on the air, and then all of a sudden you have to pass a kidney stone. I don't think, how are you not just hear a wailing coming from the other room when they're in there passing a kidney stone?
My supervisor tells people to do crap because she can most of the time. What she says won't benefit the company in any way, shape, or form. She just says it to say it. Some people let the power go to their heads. Humble yourself.
This is one of the cardinal sins of working in an office. This one coming to us at 73100 on our Centennial Toyota text line. I had a coworker that would take other people's food. among other things. So I would make my food super spicy. But like, if you're stealing, like, first off, it's wrong on several levels, taking somebody else's food.
Yeah.
But also, that's so gross because you don't know where those people, like, what their kitchens look like.
If it's leftovers, like there's just what
like
are you
the
doing?
Bowl that's in it.
Yeah.
But who is so bold that they'll just take somebody else's lunch? They literally will steal their lunch from them.
Yeah.
And
no,
every
someone like that.
Office that we've ever been in, the fridge always just becomes this, like, I don't even want to put sealed items into a fridge at work that is used by the general public because it has an aroma of ass. An ass aroma.
How is it possible that the rest of the office can be pristine and the shared fridge is always, it looks like how you get to the other world in Stranger Things. Like, you just open it up and blah, 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 mess everywhere. It's disgusting.
I think people forget that they have food and that's why it rots in there.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
I have a coworker who constantly cheats on her husband with other coworkers, and she brings her husband to company events.
Ooh.
Yeah. Awkward.
Oh.
How do you shake that person's hand? Like, hey, man, I banged your wife.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't dip your pan in the company ink. Just that's a bad move.
I work at a call center, and my coworker will just sit there every day and burp and fart as loud as possible for everyone to hear and smell. Awesome.
Hilarious if you are not experiencing that.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Far be it from us to judge ever when it comes to anything in life, but specifically when it comes to having some cocktails in the morning.
And we've had a caller over the last couple days.
Her name is Gina, and she'd clearly had some beverages. And we weren't just able to discern that by the way she was talking, but she told us that she'd been drinking in the morning.
And she gave a shout out, too.
Yeah, so here's the first message that we got from the person that we affectionately call Drunk Gina.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, my name is Gina, and this is a shout-out to all you drunken wannabes. I have signed your court attendance cards. Let me tell you, the Department of Money Vultures, oh, man, they make a lot of money off you guys, 10 grand and up. So think about it. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind signing your drunk cards. Hey, I do it with pleasure. You know, happy to be of service. I love this station. I really do. Have a great day, guys. Stay safe out there. Bye.
Message deleted.
Well, just so you know, Gina, the love is mutual. And that wasn't the only message that she left us. She also she also dropped another one on us where she was talking, again, about people and money and, you know.
Like the IRS.
Yeah, the IRS is involved in this, message.
Did I understand her correctly, though, that she works for the court system in some way, shape, or form?
I don't know if she works for the court system. I think maybe she's been involved in the court system, maybe on the other side, perhaps dealing with him. Is that the impression that you got as well, Ian?
Yes, it is. I have a feeling she's experienced both sides of the court system.
Yeah. So here you go. Ooh. Message number two. And again, cheers to you this morning, Gina.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. You know, today we're going to talk about the irrehensible. No, we're going to call them the irresponsible, the IRS. They've been taking my husband's and my tax returns the last 10 years since we moved to Vegas. Oh, man, I have the proof. His student loan was paid in full. First thing, when I got my work comp settlement money, you know, before I spent $200,000 on survival gear and guns. You want to talk about trailer trash? I'll tell you all about trailer trash. Have a good day, guys. Love you both. Oh.
Message deleted.
God bless you, Drunk Gina.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's bad jokes. Dad jokes.
I'm just a crazy dad.
Oh, Sylvia, you got one?
I have two.
All right.
Why was Tigger's head in the toilet?
Why?
One.
He was looking for poo. All right. Did you hear about the red-headed baker?
No.
He makes gingerbread.
Oh, wow.
How about this one? This one coming to us from 714. What kind of shoes do gophers wear?
What kind of shoes?
Woodchucks.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Yeah. Sylvia, what is a pirate's favorite letter?
Is it R?
No. You'd think that, but we all know the pirate's first love is the sea.
Another one coming to us from 702. How do you make an egg roll?
How do you make an egg roll?
You push it.
What time did the man go to the dentist?
What time?
2:30.
That's awful.
What did one earthquake say to the other?
What?
It's not my fault.
Connor joining us on his way to Mesquite this morning. What's up, Connor?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, so my joke is, it never fails, by the way, so I hope you like it.
Okay.
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
What?
One's a little lighter.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's
that's
good stuff.
Good. That's pretty good.
All right, Curtis, Centennial Hills, what's up?
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes? Dishes who?
Dishes Sean Connery.
That's good.
Thank you.
You like that one.
CJ, Mountain's Edge. What's up, CJ?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
All right, so what did ODB say to the sushi chef?
What did Old Dirty Bastard say to the sushi chef? What?
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
All right.
I mean, I'll give you props for bringing up ODB.
Josh from Green Valley, what's up?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good.
You want to know how I got out of Iraq?
How?
Iran.
See, it's funny.
That was good.
Thank you for calling.
How do you find Will Smith in the snow?
How?
You look for the Fresh Prince.
You know, you can't tell kleptomaniacs jokes.
Why
they
is
just
that?
They take things literally.
Yeah,
because they take things literally. They literally.
Oh boy.
Ooh, that wasn't mine. That was from the text.
Oh.
7310.
I like how you put that under the bus. That's not mine.
Yeah.
Do you know the difference between a garbanzo bean and a chickpea?
No.
I would never let a garbanzo bean on my face.
What?
I don't know. I would never let a garbanzo bean on my face.
I don't know if we can tell that on the radio. What just happened?
I'm trying to. They make hummus. That's what, like, garbanzo beans. What are you talking about?
Two muffins are in the oven. One muffin says, gosh, it's hot in here. The other goes, talking muffin.
No? All right, those last two. Those last two.
How do you wake up Lady Gaga?
How?
Poker face.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That
what do you
good.
Call a walking nun?
A walking nun what?
Yeah. A Roman Catholic.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So Mahoney has been wearing Invisalign, which seems like forever now. Long time. You've got new trays that come in every couple of weeks.
So we do this
every couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. The thing about these, anytime, I've never worn this set of trays.
Yeah.
The thing about the set of new trays, it's like when you go and you get your braces tightened, it's just squeezing on your teeth. It's very uncomfortable for like the very first day. And then it gets better. But like that first, especially the first few moments, just ridiculously uncomfortable.
And makes it difficult to speak, which is what led us to create Invisalign Theater. Oh, boy.
Oh, God. It's just like a clamp, man.
Yeah.
It's just like a clamp on my teeth.
Well, so anytime that Mahoney puts in the new trays, we think it's a good idea for him to act out a dramatic scene from a movie. And this one, particularly dramatic.
This was a suggestion on the voicemail from one of our loyal listeners. He said, you guys should do the scene with Liam Neeson from Taken.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
So Liam Neeson is playing the part of Brian, the father. Mm-hmm. Sylvia will be playing the part of Kim, mm-hmm. the daughter. Mahoney, of course, is Liam Neeson, and I'll be offering the stage direction as it's needed.
Should I do like a lower tone of my voice? Kind of like a Scottish English accent?
Can I hear it?
No.
Oh, you just want to surprise us
with
it?
I just want to surprise you.
Yeah. What if it doesn't work out?
I've never done it before.
Which is why I wanted to hear it. But no, it's fine.
Yeah, I'll give it. I'll try to keep it on the lower part of my.
Okay.
Sexy. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
All right. So here we go. Invisalign Theater. Mahoney playing the part of Liam Neeson, whose name is Brian, and I'll offer the stage direction. This is the dramatic scene where his daughter is about to be taken by the kidnappers.
I have to become Liam Neeson right now. Hold on one second.
His daughter Kim is hiding underneath the bed, and she's actually on the phone with her father. If you could see what Mahoney just did, he just took his hand over his face and like erased his face become the character of Liam Neeson.
Okay.
So this is the part in the movie where Kim has just screamed out, "They're coming."
I'm here.
Now, the next part is very important. They're going to take you.
Oh, God.
Kim, stay focused, baby. This is the key. You have 5, maybe 10 seconds. Very important seconds. Leave the phone on the floor. You must concentrate. Shout out everything you see about them. Hair color, eye color, tall, short, scars, anything that you see. You understand?
Just then, footsteps enter the room.
They're there. I can hear them.
They're leaving.
Footsteps circle the room. Brian can hear them. The waiting is excruciating.
Put the clone closer, though I can hear.
Were you trying to say phone there?
Clone.
Kim sees the shoes, sees them circle the bed. She holds her breath. Brian listens, not moving a muscle. Kim watches the feet move towards the door. Brian can hear the footsteps receding. Kim sees the feet leave the room, and she breathes out in complete silence.
They're leaving.
Brian listens closely. Kim begins to relax.
I think they're...
Just then, a set of hands grab her legs violently. She screams,
"Daddy!" Mustache.
No, not yet. Kim's scream reverberates through the room, shaking the walls, and it shocks Brian. He calls on all of his experience to stay focused on the task. He listens to his daughter's struggle and her shout out.
Mustache, 6 feet, tattoo on right hand, moon and star, Daddy! Daddy!
The sound of glass shattering, and then her voice is silenced. Brian sits very still, listening. A hand takes Kim's phone from under the bed. He hears the sound of breathing coming over the speakers, filling the room. After a moment.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you this much. I don't have money. But what I do have is a very particular set of skills acquired over a very long career in the shadows. Skills that make a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, this will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's the Redneck Report.
All right, first up, Mahoney, we head to lovely Chattanooga, Tennessee. And this is a radio host by the name of Jeff Stiles who got arrested in a road rage incident. He said he went into, quote, red mode, which is something that you talk about all the time.
Isn't he like white mode? Like
white
you
mode,
see
red
white?
Mode, yeah.
You see white, yep.
That's never happened to me.
Where you get so angry that you just,
you
color starts
out?
Seeping in from the sides of your eyes, in your vision. It's because, you know, I imagine like blood vessels are restricting and something along those lines. But yeah, I've experienced the whiteouts. I've never experienced a red out, like this gentleman said.
Yeah, he said that he blacked out by going into red mode, and he grabbed a tomahawk out of his vehicle and started walking towards another car on Friday afternoon. There was some sort of road rage incident. We don't know exactly what happened, but he freaked out, blacked out, grabbed a tomahawk and started walking towards his other car, at which point the other guy said, I'll shoot that some bitch.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Winged him, got him right in the arm.
If you are going to be coming at me with a tomahawk and I have a gun, you're going to lose.
Yep, you are getting shot.
I believe his
brought a tomahawk to a gunfight.
His nickname was El Jefe on his radio station.
Really?
So, yeah, I don't know if they'll be bringing him back or not.
I mean, I feel like they need to bring it back for at least a day. Like, that's a pretty good story. I'd
just
like to
talk
hear
about
it.
The story.
Is it though? Yes. Like, what the hell are you doing getting out of a car with a tomahawk, man? Like, you are a liability. I don't want to be working with that nut job.
Police are looking for a woman who goes by the name Asian Persuasion.
Ooh.
They say that she helped rob a man at a hotel. Police say the suspect, whose real name, not nearly as cool, Giselle Stevenson, helped men ambush the victim. The victim was staying at a hotel from out of town. He told police that he went to pick her up at her apartment and then took her back to his room. Wonder how that arrangement was made. Mm-hmm. When he opened the door, he told police two men came up from behind him and forced him into the room at gunpoint. The three of them made off with his clothing and cash and yanked the gold chain he was wearing around his neck. They escaped in a gray Chevy Impala with a Jesus sticker on the back.
Mm. Back what in would March, Jesus do? He would rob your ass.
Give me that chain. Stevenson was...
Was it a gold cross, maybe?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Was in the news after police say that she tried to steal a woman's purse in a motel parking lot. They were able to catch her because she has a bunch of face tattoos, which makes her easily identifiable.
No, it wasn't me. It was the other woman with face tattoos.
Name. That goes by the name Asian Persuasion. So it's getting hotter, not just here in Las Vegas, but all around the country. A 32-year-old guy in Westville, Florida, was walking around his neighborhood last week, screaming at his neighbors and telling them he was going to kill them. Someone called the cops, and when they got there, the guy explained that his testicles were hurting.
Oh, no.
Possibly because he'd gotten some parasites from swimming in a creek he wanted to cool off. He wanted to call help or call someone for help, but he'd smashed his phone in a rage incident, and he was mad that his neighbors were not letting him borrow their phone after he'd smashed his own.
If you got some sort of nut parasite that's causing you a tremendous amount of pain and you've already broken your phone, I'm not letting you near. You're not coming in the house.
He was arrested for making threats. No word on his nuts.
I hope his nuts are okay.
I don't. No. I feel like if you're going to get that crazy, you kind of had that coming.
Wouldn't you get crazy if your nuts were like all like whacked out?
If you get parasites from swimming in a dirty ass Florida creek, you do not need to be reproducing.
No.
That is nature's selection.
Yes. Going,
you know what? You don't need to be making babies.
You've made some bad choices in life, and I'm gonna make some for you.
Kimberly Dunn lost her cool when her soon-to-be ex-husband tried to take the air conditioning unit out of her Florida home.
Oh, hell no, you don't.
She shot at her estranged husband and hit him in the testicles after he tried to take the AC unit out of their Lake City, Florida property. He came home with his brother to pick up the unit after he found out that she was trying to sell it on Facebook. The arrest report said that she sat on the AC unit trying to stop the men from hauling it out of the house and then allegedly pulled up a pink stun gun and tried to zap him right in the nuts. Stun gun was not enough. That's when she pulled out a handgun and shot him in the nuts.
Oh,
the man's brother subdued her after the shooting and called 911.
I feel like, Dave, we should reenact.
Why are the nuts the theme?
All right, do you want to be the woman or do you want to be the man?
I don't know. I'll let you pick.
I'll be the person getting shot. You can be Kimberly Dunn.
Kimberly Dunn.
All right.
Oh, I'm excited.
Ian, you can be my brother. Hey, man, Ian, you want to head on over and get that AC?
We got to get that AC. It's so
damn
hot out
Kim
here.
Is trying to sell it on Facebook.
Oh, you're not getting the you guys ain't getting this AC unit. This is the only thing keeping me cool in this trailer.
She's sitting right on top of it.
Kim, get your fat ass up off my AC
fat
unit.
Fat ass.
Oh, is that a stun gun? She got a stun gun.
Put the stun gun.
Are you saying I'm nuts, Jimmy?
Put the stun gun down.
Oh, I'm gonna tase you straight in the nuts, Jimmy.
Put it down. Put it down, Kimberly.
You missed, Kimberly.
Oh, she's got a gun. What?
Oh, who's nuts now? Who's nuts now?
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What a moment this is for the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. We actually have Courtney, who is inmate number 116-5321, joining us live on the show right now. I mean, maybe I just had a misconception of what jail was like. Yeah. I didn't think that you were allowed to like pick the radio programs that you listen to and make phone calls into your favorite radio stations.
So, do you listen to, like, do you guys have a radio?
Yeah, I have an MP3 player that I bought.
Me and Nicole both have one, yeah.
Huh.
The few luxuries that we get in here.
Are you and Nicole cellies? Like, are you guys cellmates?
Well, we're in like a dorm style area, so it's all open, but we live in the same unit.
Okay. And you said that there's been some problems in the unit ever since you guys started writing into the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. It's caused some...
They're just haters. They're just haters.
So do you guys force all of the other chicks to listen to this radio show?
What's that?
Do you force the other girls in the dorm area to listen to this show, and do they like it or not?
Nicole does. Only when it has something to do with her.
Okay.
Wait, is Nicole on the phone too? Are you both here?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Nicole, what up, girlfriend?
So, like, do you is this like a free period or something between class? Like, how are you guys calling us?
Yeah. Yeah, we got a second to get on the phone, so use it for you guys.
Well, wow. We appreciate you taking the time.
Is this like your one call for the week?
No, you got to buy phone time. You can get on the phone anytime.
You guys are paying for this? This is like a collect call?
Yeah, I'm paying for this.
Oh, this is so worth it.
We would have
right?
accepted the charges.
Yeah.
I think.
What do we have?
Can I don't know. Can we do it? I think we can.
I bought the phone time. I've been saving it for you guys.
Well, this is time well spent.
Who is it? Is it Nicole or Courtney who's going to minimum security?
Courtney is.
Nicole
will be here. Yeah, Nicole will be going to minimum
Nicole,
security.
Nicole, why the hell aren't you going to minimum security? Have you been acting up?
I'm in the middle of a program that I'll be finished with in like 3 months, so I'm just finishing that up.
Yeah, no. Do you think it's safe for us? I mean, like I've never been inside of a women's prison. You guys obviously know what really goes on.
I mean,
on.
Would it be safe for me, or would I get mauled and just groped all? Yeah. Just I imagine that's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah,
you got. Oh, don't worry. We'll keep you guys safe here.
Okay.
You'll be real safe with us.
You'll sharpen up your toothbrushes just in case.
We'll make sure to have our shanks ready.
I didn't know that if you were an inmate, you could call a radio station and joke about making shanks. Well, this is wonderful. This is so fantastic.
I didn't know either, so we're learning together.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, this has been very enlightening.
What do you think about these other girls that are sending in letters? Does it matter that they're kind of creeping on your men?
Nicole's kind of an attention whore, so I don't know if she's liking it too much, but I don't think we have too much competition.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Have you guys met the librarian who was
checking them out the other day at the yard, and they haven't got nothing on us, so we're not too worried about it.
You were scoping them out on the yard?
Yeah, we were scoping them out. We grabbed the binoculars. Out on the yard.
Oh my God, I love this so much. So, what is it like there at Smiley? Like, what do you guys do on a day to day? Like, what is your routine like?
Oh God, Nicole's over here programming and stuff. She's doing stuff, but I've been laying in a bed doing absolutely nothing for months on end.
Yeah.
Thank God I had this MP3 player because it's saving me.
Mm.
So, how good of friends are you two? If you know what I'm saying.
Stop it, Mahoney.
What? I'm just asking questions. Stop it. You get locked up, things happen, man.
Have you guys gotten sexy together?
No. I'll tell you what, though. Everyone believes that we're together, but she's my best friend. I love her so much. But, yeah, that's where everyone else keeps going with it. We're not gay.
Hey. Choices have to be made,
You're lonely.
We have me.
Everyone comes to prison, and apparently they're gay. So we are not gay. We're not like everyone else. Gay for the stay? No way.
Is that gay for the stay?
We only want Mahoney.
Ooh.
Hey, man.
Hashtag gay for the stay.
Fair enough. You missed that, Dave. They said they only want me.
Yeah, what the hell, ladies? Yeah. What the hell?
You're married, Dave.
I know, but I mean you're in a long-term relationship. Yeah. I feel left out here. I mean, I appreciate that you like are at least including me in the letters now, but I mean...
Oh, we can double this up.
All right.
No. None of that. Nope.
Man, you girls are fantastic. Thank you so much for the quality entertainment. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, and we are going to try to escalate this relationship, obviously reciprocating with this glorious photo.
And if you do get shipped off to minimum security prison, please let us know, because we will send the letters and the photos there.
We will find you. And then I think that we need to have, like, I guess we can't call it a coming out party because that would be weird. But when you get out of jail, I think that we should have like a party of some sort.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
That's what we were
we're talking about. Yeah, we were already planning it.
That would be awesome. We were planning it with you guys attending already.
Well,
so
duh.
Of
course.
On board.
Yeah.
Of course. We'll
you guys, when you guys get out, we should like get drunk and go rob a pawn shop or something, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, you, love you guys. Awesome.
You guys have a great day and awesome weekend.
Awesome,
yeah.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you too. Thank you for calling. And feel free to call back every Friday if you want.
All right, cool.
We'll accept the charges next time. Take care.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Without further ado, it is time for a brand new piece of prison mail. This one comes to us from one of our original inmate friends, Courtney, who has been moved from Smiley down to the Jean Correctional Institution. She is a part of the firefighter program down there. She feels like she's been almost fully rehabilitated. She is very excited about getting out. And the last letter that we got from her had a bit of a change of a tone. She was not pleased in her last letter. She was berating Mahoney for not sending her that picture that he promised.
I love her handwriting, though.
Yeah, this one...
she got little hearts on Dave Mahoney.
It does say Dave Mahoney again.
She didn't add artwork this time, right?
She didn't add artwork, but there's little hearts in there. So.
Okay.
Opening this for the first time. Yeah. Oh, looks like it'd be quite a lengthy letter. Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's two full pages,
so
almost.
A list of grievances.
So I just so happened to not have to work today and heard you read my last letter and the other prison letters, too. And damn, mine was just meant to be funny. Had I known that you'd be bombarded with all that hostility from the crazies, I would have sent kinder words. Sounds like you guys are going to start a riot over there at Smiley. That's pretty hilarious. Well, don't worry. No matter what, Nicole and I have your backs. We'll always love you, sexy men. In our minds, you can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I missed Nicole.
Turn it up a little.
Speaking of Nicole, she should be here soon. Hopefully, no more than a couple of weeks. I cannot wait to see her again. But she's in for a surprise.
Oh.
This is crazy hard work and not worth the 85 cents we get paid per day.
Ouch.
85 cents a day?
Wow.
Wow. Although we do get a whole dollar an hour when we're out on fire duty. We went to Mesquite and dealt with a fire that broke out right behind my daughter's middle school. Jesus.
Oh, boy.
She thought it was pretty funny when I told her that there was a bunch of adult craps behind her school. We had to camp out there in the dirt. Not even a tent, just under the stars. It was so hot, I thought I was going to die. But I thought I'd still rather be doing all this than sitting at Smiley. It's a cool experience, and just so everyone knows, Fire Crew 4905 is the best. And Garcia is the best crew boss. 05?
She shouted out.
She underlined it too. 05? I love my crew. You ladies rock. All right, I'll let you guys get back to your show. Just know that I love you guys and girl, and I'm not really stressing about the photo. And then she put in parentheses, that much, smiley face. Just got to give you some S. Keep up the badassery. Love you guys in the show. Thank you for the laughs.
Aww.
Love your very best inmate, Courtney.
Oh,
she's a sweetie.
Nicole's gay. PSS, I love a good double butt, Mahoney.
Really? Even from you, Courtney?
No, Courtney, you keep it up, girl.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
A woman is suing her boyfriend after he won big at a casino and then dumped her.
Why is that strange?
Well, because she's suing him.
Okay.
That's the strange part. So he won a trip to Atlantic City and he gambled. He got $500,000 off the baccarat tables in Atlantic City, right? And she claims that he used her like player's card in order to win the trip.
Oh, so like there's some connection to it.
Yeah, and so because he used her player card and then he gambled in the casino, she's due some of the money. She's seeking $500,000 in damages.
So she gets all of it.
She gets all of it.
That seems like a bit of a stretch to me. Maybe he should reimburse her for the points used for the trip.
That's not how it works, though. So whoever places the bet, even if I were to hand Sylvia $100 bill and she puts it in the Megabucks machine and she wins $10 million, that's all her money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Anyone who places the bet actually is the rightful owner of the win. Because was that I can't remember if that was in a fiction TV show or if that was a real story, but I remember watching an episode of something. It was talking about how a guy got into an altercation with a hooker that he was hanging out
with. No, I think that was real.
Was that real?
I think because it was real, yeah.
She hit the spin.
She hit the spin on the machine, and then she took off with all of his money.
Yeah. No, that was a real thing. I want to say it was in Vegas.
Was that? I want to say it was Ray Donovan. Anyway, that's how it works. We had the girl that Ian talked to for Ian's Interesting Individual, and she said, what, she won $2,000, if I recall?
Yeah, Bethany, grand, yeah. And then the guy ditched her.
Well, she said that he ditched her, but I think it was probably the other way around. She said she went to the bathroom, and then when she came out, he was gone.
It's a big difference between hitting a slot machine and playing Baccarat, though. Yeah. Like, playing Baccarat, you don't win $500,000 unless you're betting $500,000 straight up. Sounds like the guy had a good weekend. Give her $50, call it a day, and move on.
The thing is, like, he broke up with her, like, right after he won, and then he got a new girlfriend.
Well, so?
So, like, I think she's just...
I'm now $500,000 richer.
I'm a half millionaire!
Nah, I think she's just, like, being sour.
Another moose on the loose. We've had a lot of these stories recently. This loose moose ran through a Canadian city, and I love this. Went directly to a dog park and started running around with the dogs.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's cute.
He just wanted to have friends, man. He's the only.
Pupper.
And so the police in Saskatoon, Canada, came out and shot it with a tranquilizer gun. Yeah, with a tranquilizer gun. Didn't kill it. And so the moose is no longer on the loose.
It's on the floor.
They carted it off. They did not want the moose hanging out with the dogs.
No, I mean, I don't want moose hanging out with anything, really. That's a scary ass animal.
Moose just wanted to hang out, man.
Or did he want to eat a dog?
Moose don't eat
They're
dogs.
They're not carnivores.
Seen a moose eat a dog?
No, you haven't.
Seen a moose eat a dog?
Seen it on the internet.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
In 2018, it can be a complicated time to find love, and so many people turn to the internet, including us. Only not the real us, the fake us, thanks to Ian, who puts together little write-ups on our behalf and splashes them online just to see what sort of responses that we'll get. And so we call this segment Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. And Ian, this first one that you did, you wrote up for me.
Yes, I did.
And spot on, I will say.
I really tried with this one.
If I were to write an ad for myself, this is almost exactly what I would go with.
Really?
What a compliment.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Not really.
Oh.
It starts out with, enough with all the hanky-panky already. How about some old-school romance for a change? That's what I'm looking for. I've had success here in the past. Or maybe I shouldn't say success because here I am again. I'm looking for a new fling. I'm male. 6'2", 180 pounds, and extremely good looking. Think Jesse Palmer, just hotter. I wish I was 180 pounds, and I wish I was better looking than Jesse Palmer. Neither of which are true. Then Ian added, you could say I'm well off if you catch my drift. And then put in parentheses, I'm talking about the bulge, my friends, not my bank account. Like Lando Calrissian, I'm pan, so I'm open to anyone and anything just as long as you can treat me right. I love sports, gambling, entertainment, and my wife.
I had to sneak that one in there.
Let me know if you think we'd be a good match. And the responses that we got are as follows. Hi, I'm a gentleman, and I would like to see how well off you are. Oh. Stats? Question mark?
Oh, sure.
They're all outlined in the ad.
You put my height, my weight, and that I've got a big schmeckle.
Literally.
The next response. Who's Jesse Palmer?
You have the internet.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
You're actually on the internet right now. Like, why would you ever ask a question when you're on the internet? Just Google it, man. This one says, hi, you sound like you'd be a good submissive.
Oh.
I don't know how they picked that up.
I don't know.
Oh.
And this one, hi, male, looking for a male, 5'9", 175, looking for a friend that enjoys great service. ... Interested?
Do you still got a tip on that great service? Is it 15?
Is it an additional 20%?
20? Or would I go 30?
Shall we go for the Mahoney write-up next?
Oh, I can't wait
this
to hear
one was
this
taken
one.
Down very quick, by the way.
Oh, it was taken down? Oh,
yeah, boy. This one was actually taken down from the site that I posted.
Why are mine the only ones that ever get flagged?
Because I give you the sexiest posts.
All right.
So this
did we
one
get
says,
any responses, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we
yes.
did? Oh, oh
yes.
Wait, still got taken
so,
down.
So previously, Mahoney hadn't gotten any responses. So
no, I got responses.
But not as many as some of the other ones. Here we go. It says, I love a patriot. Let's just start there. There's something about the unabashed conviction of a proud citizen that really gets me going. I was at the Arroyo Shopping Center Walmart yesterday and could not help but stare at you as you decided between a printed Dab for Freedom or America shirt. I wanted so badly to go up and tell you to buy both, but I couldn't muster up the courage to do it. I'll be completely honest. I could not tell if you were a male or female. I only saw you from behind, but I liked it.
Oh, my God.
You could see me looking over that of All-American gear, but I don't really care what you identify as. Your love for freedom is much more important to me than what's in your pants. I'm male, really tall, in very good shape. If you remember seeing me, or even if you're just a patriot looking for a fresh start with someone new, please reach out. I need to know that you're not a bot, though, so tell me what freedom means to you.
Oh my God.
You would do to me given the opportunity.
These are nice ads, guys. Why are you laughing?
I mean, that's pretty well written.
First response. Any luck? That's it.
No.
Just looking out.
Second response. America!
All caps.
All caps.
Hell yeah.
Third response. You sound super hot. Hit me up.
Okay.
And the last one. I was there, but you didn't see me. Still down?
That's just creepy.
I was also lurking around a Walmart. You didn't see me, but let's get it down.
I'd like to liberate you from them pants.
Oh, yes.
The write-up for Sylvia.
Okay.
I'm bad luck when it comes to sports. Every time I try to get into it, the outcome is never what I'd hope for. I'm bad luck for sports, but with everything else, I'm just bad. That's why we met inside a bathroom downtown. You were taller, cute, and frankly, I'm not sure if you were male, female, or something in between. My friends had put me in there while they watched the hockey game. I'm the 20-something with long hair, big-ass feet, large teeth, who is wearing the Selena shirt, sitting near the sink on my phone. You came in and seemed surprised at how casual I was. I didn't want to be in there, and you could sense that. We talked about the dark arts.
The dark arts.
Some Wiccan type magic?
Yeah, and American athletics. You asked me to come out of the bathroom with you, but I couldn't. I wish you would have stayed longer, but waste management can sometimes be a short process. Even if this isn't you, I'd still like to find someone who is like you that doesn't mind a bad mamma jamma like me. Responses. You sound interesting. I'm an older male that is intrigued by your post. Please tell me more.
Hmm.
That's nice.
Okay.
Hey, I saw your Craigslist post and decided to reply to it. I love bathroom. Winky smiley face.
First and foremost, this was on a site called Mingle 2, so definitely not Craigslist.
Oh, really? All right.
Yes, and I love bathroom.
I love bathroom.
I love bathroom.
Are there photos attached to these ads?
No, I don't put photos.
Ads, no?
Okay.
Why? Do you want one?
No.
Okay.
No, no.
Put your photo up there.
Don't put my photo up there.
Next response. I can get dirty with you if you want. I'm an older guy looking for something fun like that.
Ooh.
Right. And then finally, I like them bad. All of them. Maybe we can go back to that bathroom and make a connection in between the stalls. Let's chat.
In between the stalls?
Yeah, in between stalls.
Yeah, you can't go.
I think they were referencing a...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yes.
And then one final one here that Ian put up for himself.
Hey. This.
He said, my life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel. Of that, I'm sure. It was here in Las Vegas.
Oh, boy.
I had just left a dispensary and sparked up my Corolla, so I was flying high. She caught my eye as she walked by. First response is, hey, isn't that a James Blunt song?
Is it?
To which Ian said, yes, as a matter of fact, it's a...
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Look, we all make mistakes in life, some of them bigger than others. These would probably top out for these guys that made these mistakes. My guess is when you think back on your life and the biggest mistakes that you made, probably somewhere near the top of the list for both of these individuals. First up is an Alaska man who accidentally shot himself in the leg while cutting down a tree.
What? Oh.
This is in lovely Juneau, Alaska.
Okay.
Police received a call about 2 p.m. of a man with a gunshot wound to his upper thigh. He was cutting down a tree on Shelter Island when his gun that was in his pocket accidentally went off and shot himself right in the leg.
Oh, man.
It was a .357 revolver.
Oh.
Ow.
Oh.
The gun appears to have been carried loose in a pocket when it went off. What are you doing, man? Another person who was with the man called for help. He was taken to the hospital in good condition. So that's good news.
That is.
Do we know what kind of tree it was?
No.
Oak?
Did he yell Timber when he fell off the tree?
Timber!
What's his name?
Tim. Timber.
Probably, if you have a 357, why don't you just try to cut down the tree with the gun?
Just shoot it three times. Like, it'll fall over. Yeah. This one also probably at the top of the list, not quite as, well, maybe just as life-threatening. Actually, you know what? Probably more life-threatening. A drunk tourist had a rough night, and he got lost on his way back to his hotel. Who hasn't been there before?
You know, you're too drunk to work the maps. You may be in a foreign country.
Here in Las Vegas, we see people sleeping in the bushes all the time.
Well, you get these tourists who think that they can walk, you know, from Mandalay Bay to the stratosphere.
Well, you're like, oh, it's right there. I can see it. It's close. That's a huge building, man.
I've been that guy before.
Yeah, we all have.
You know.
I got lost in the parking lot behind MGM.
Did you take a nap?
Do you remember that story?
When you fell over the fence and lost your phone?
Fell over the fence, lost my phone, ripped my pants, yep. And I had to ride a moped with a guy to the MGM parking lot.
Just the old Dumb and Dumber is hanging onto the back.
God bless that, whoever that guy was on that moped. That guy was
you think he's listening right now?
I don't think that guy's alive anymore.
God bless you, sir.
No.
You're a saint.
So this 30-year-old tourist, had a little more to drink than probably he should, and he had a short walk back to his hotel room, and he quickly realized, well, not so quickly realized, but everyone else quickly realized in hindsight that he'd gone the wrong way.
Okay.
Oh, no.
A local newspaper reported that he seemed not to notice that he had taken a wrong turn and was headed up the mountainside until it was too late. By the time 2 a.m. rolled around, he realized that he had made a terrible mistake. But through sheer luck, he stumbled across a bar and restaurant that was halfway up the mountain at an altitude of 2,400 meters.
So that's what, six? That's like 7,000 feet?
Almost 7,500 feet.
Holy cow.
The tipsy tourist forced his way into the closed bar and restaurant and then decided, I'm going to bunker down here for the night.
Smart idea.
Oh, yeah.
Being the responsible guy that he is, he makes sure to drink two bottles of water to help his hangover the next morning because he didn't want to, you know, be too hungover the next day, which were sitting beside him when he was found. Local police said that he will be fine for his drunken escapade, but he will not be charged.
But isn't that like, you know, a kind of like, oh my God, I did this. I climbed up a mountain.
That's like an accomplishment.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, went on vacation, got drunk, climbed a mountain. It's like normally they're on two separate days.
If you were sober, he wouldn't have climbed the mountain.
Right,
He doesn't know his own strength.
7,500 feet.
All the calories he burned.
That's right. Yeah.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.